What you guys need to know is that you cannot have beverages in this room or in your studios. If you do have a beverage, it has to be the kind that has a lid that you can put into your bag. I should at no time see a beverage in here or in your studio. Any questions about that?
Nope.
No.
No beverages. I also wanted to let you know that if you arrive at 8:30, you're late. So you need to go to the front desk, get a late slip, and come to class. If I am still taking attendance and you give me your late slip, I will not count it against you. Okay? So if you arrive at 8:30 and I'm taking attendance and you walk in when I'm taking attendance, I need you to go out, get a late slip, and then bring it back. In which case, I'll probably be done with attendance and it's going to count against you. Do you follow? Mm-hmm. So if you're here and if you arrive and you know it's 8:30, so you know I'm taking attendance, you go directly to the front desk, get a late slip, and bring it here. And if I get it before I finish attendance, then I won't count it against you. Do you have any questions about that? I went into all of your studios, I opened them up, and I have to adjust what's called the ASI control, which is basically just routing, and it reroutes itself when students use the DAD ENCO system, which is what you guys used in first quarter. So do not go into the DAD ENCO system. Don't go in there to listen to music or anything today. You're using Adobe Audition, which has a different routing than the DAD system does. So do not go into your first quarter DAD system, because I'm going to have to reset the routers again for Adobe Audition. And I already went into all the studios this morning and reset them. So please do not go into the DAD system today. You're working in Adobe Audition. Any questions about that?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
So who was absent yesterday? You two gentlemen? So you're going to want to get with me to get your handouts for today. And you missed quite a bit yesterday. For everyone, I'm doing tutorials. So in the first hallway, I'm going to go in after everybody checks out their mini discs. So one person from your studio that I assigned you to should be designated to come to the radio office to check out the mini disc that has the Popper Actuality on it. So you'll designate one person to come to the radio office to check that out. They're going to sign for it, and they'll be responsible for returning it. Once those are all checked out, I'm going to go to the first hallway and say I'm doing a tutorial, and I'll go into the largest studio. And I'll actually do the assignment. And you guys can watch and ask questions as I go through the assignment, just like you would. And then I'm going to go into the next studio set of hallways of studios, and do that again. Then I'll go into the 16 through 21 and do it in 19. I'll do that again. So I'm going to do a tutorial in each hallway. So if you see the first one and you're like, okay, I'd like to see it again, come to the next hallway, and you can watch me do it again. Yes.
Is it pretty much like the same thing you did yesterday?
It'd be exactly what I did yesterday, okay. But starting from scratch.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The homework that you like the lab that we're doing today is due at the end of next Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But you have to do something today and save it onto flash drive, which I'm going to hand out to you today,
okay.
And bring to class on Monday for how many points?
6.
Yep. So you have to do something today. You don't have to finish it, so don't stress out about that. You do not have to finish it, but you have to do something, and you're going to save it onto flash drive and bring it to class on Monday for 6 points. Yep. Any other questions?
So
yes.
Can we just... Sorry.
Go ahead.
The one that we turn in on Monday, can we turn that in on Tuesday? Or do we have to do it all over again on Tuesday?
For this assignment, I'm going to give you there's going to be a part B. So those of you who are advanced today and you get this first part done and you feel like you have nothing to do, come see me and I will give you the part B of this assignment. I'm going to lecture on Monday the part B for everybody. So even if you're perfect today and you think you're done, if you don't come to me and get part B, you're not done. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to add on Monday. So then on Tuesday, you have to do those extras and then hand it in for grade. In future assignments, I won't add anything on, but in this first one, I do. I also wanted to say something about that. I lost my train of thought. You were asking me about... I will not take out attendance until I have all the materials back. So today it means the mini discs that the one person's checking out, that has to be returned. I need to get them all returned or I will not take out attendance. That means if we're class is over at 1, and some of you have jobs and families to go to, we're not taking attendance until everything is returned, which means that we're sitting here until 1:15 if people can't get it together to return things. Do not do that. It's not fair. You need to bite the bullet and hand in the assignment late and get a late grade. Do not hold on to materials that need to be returned because your entire class is staying because of it. Yes, sir?
That mini disc with actuality on it, does each person have to put it in, or would you put it in one so all three of you are using it, or two of you?
You each are expected to record it in yourself.
Okay.
Yep. Everyone should have their own folder. Everyone should have their own session. Everyone should have their own waves. Every piece of work that you do is individual. Excellent question, because it makes sense. But what if you are the first one to record it and you have terrible levels? You know, and if the next person takes your recording, they're going to have terrible levels. So you need to be responsible for your own recordings. Everyone should have their own folder. Everyone should have their own session. Everyone should have their own recordings. What are the recordings? What are they saved as in Adobe? Anybody remember from yesterday?
Waves.
Waves, yep. WindowPCM.waves. So everyone will have their own waves. Their own folder, their own session, their own waves. Their own grade. Any other questions? Did you have a question?
That was a long time. It's like gone now.
So you know that you have to. So you know if class is over at 1, class is over at 1.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up by 12:30. Do not think that you can be saving things. Like next week it'll be due for a grade, so you have to save it onto what's called the class flash drives. I'll have 3 of my own flash drives that you'll have to check out, save your work to, and return it. Right. I don't know, I was in my train of thought today. What the hell was I talking about?
Class flash drive.
Are
you going to hand those out right now?
These are your personal flash drives.
You're saying about
saving
stuff at the last minute?
Wow. Don't save till last minute. Don't think that you can grab my flash drive at 12:55, save it, and get it back in time. You want to think that you're saved by 12:30 and then you're relaxing for the last half hour. If at the very latest, you're saved by 12:45 and you're relaxing for the last 15 minutes. You cannot think that you can save last minute, because that's when you're going to have problems. That's when 5 of you decide to save last minute and I'm not getting the flash drive back until 1:15 and the majority of your class is mad because you guys can't hand things in on time. I'm not going to do that. And I think I'm fired up about it because my last class just did this to me. You have to get a late grade. If you're not getting something in on time, it's late, and you deserve a late grade. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, life is about deadlines. Broadcasting is about deadlines. Things need to air. You need to get it in on time. It needs to be finished on time. It's all about getting it done on time, and it's not fair for you to not do that. Yes?
So track down the class flash drive, save it on there, and then save it on your personal?
No class flash drive today, only personal.
Oh.
Next week I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah. Today it's only your personal flash drive.
Okay.
Next week it'll be class flash drive. Yes, person?
Yes. Except there's only 3.
Class flash drives, yep.
So what if we just like can't get a hold of them all day? Like they're always.
You can. It's totally possible. I've been teaching this class for 8 years and it's totally possible. You will. But if you all wait until last minute, it's going to be troublesome. So if everyone is shooting to be finished by 12:30, then it's going to work out. But it becomes a big cluster when people are waiting, you know, and it's 12:55 and they're trying to save them. That's when it's a problem. Yes, ma'am?
Even over the class flash drives, like when we save it, do we have to name a personal folder in your class drive?
Yeah, you're sending, per your directions that I handed out yesterday, and make sure everyone's using those today, it says to send the entire folder to your flash drive. You'll do the same thing for mine. You will send your entire folder to my class flash drive. So when I open up my flash drive, there'll just be a big list of folders with each of your names on it. You know, you'll have a folder, you'll have a folder, and then I'll open the folder, and I'll see your session and all your waves, and I'll open your session, and I'll grade it.
So we do the same thing and leave it on ours for yours?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Same exact thing. Any other questions? So I have your flash drives, and we'll come up in sections to check them out. So this first section can come up. Signing and printing for your flash drive. all of these flash drives are black. They all look the same. So when we come to class on Monday, I'm going to collect the flash drives, you know, for the 6 points. We're going to critique them in class. And they're all going to be put into a bag. Like that one. They're all going to be put into the bag, and they're all going to look the same. So sometime between now and Monday, I want you to get a sticker, some sort of marker. Don't try to color it with a highlighter. Don't try to color it last minute with a Sharpie so it's going to get my fingers all black. Between now and Monday, please somehow label your flash drive with a, you know, sticker or something that if it's in a pile, you'll know it's yours. Does that make sense? Yes, sir.
Keep these, or?
These are totally yours, yeah.
Forever.
How much space is on?
Ample space for our assignments.
It's just a couple gigs.
And I don't know specifically, but ample for our assignments. They're smaller than the ones that you would purchase here. I believe the ones that you would purchase are bigger. But you'll have plenty of space. Sorry, I don't know specifically. Next row can come up. Do not think that you're just going to attach your ID to your flash drive, because you need to wear your ID at all times. You have to be wearing it. Where's your ID? You have to be wearing your ID. So you have to come up with another way to label your flash drive besides putting your ID into a bag, because you have to be able to have your ID on you at all times. Yes?
Do we... assignments done, whatever. Do we need to worry about cleaning our folders off of the hard drive on the machine we use, or
no.
Does somebody else take
it? Excellent question. So the question was, do I need to worry about cleaning my folder off of the hard drive once I'm finished deleting it? No, you do not need to worry about that. You might come in next week and your folder will still be there, you know, and you haven't made any changes to it, so you could go directly to the hard drive and work off of it. But do not depend on that. Always depend on saving your work to your flash drive. Think that when you come to school again, you're going to put your flash drive in and save your folder to the hard drive, remove your flash drive, and work off of the hard drive. Because they might not delete your work this week, they might not delete your work next week, but they will eventually delete your work. And usually it happens once you guys get all relaxed and always think that your work's going to be there. Then your very last assignment, they're going to delete it, and then you're going to be all upset that you have to start from scratch because you didn't save your flash drive. So it happens all the time. They're not going to delete it right away, but they will delete it eventually. So always count on having your work on your flash drive. Any questions about that? The next row can come up. Are you allowed to have fluff, stumbles, or hesitations in your read?
No.
All right, do you have to be exact the copy, or can you just make up the words?
Exact the copy.
Yeah. Can one person tell me the three reasons why you have to be, are you signing for it too?
Mm-hmm.
Can one person tell me the three reasons you have to be exact the copy? Yes, ma'am.
I could try. Because it's
legal. Legal element.
Okay, and... Oh, I forgot the rest.
Client specification.
And
copy is approved. Yeah, very good. Where do good levels peak at Adobe Audition? What happens if you drop the baby, which means that you've gone over zero, you've gone into the red? What do you need to do? Delete it and re-record it. Yes. How many sessions will you have in your folder? One. One. How many waves will you have? As many as you record in. And if you guys read you're wrong all day. Did you guys read your directions fully?
No.
Yeah. So those of you who did, you'll notice that in the directions it says to read your read, your open and middle and close all at once. If you read it all at once, like the directions say, it's going to be one waveform. I'm going to show you to do it. Do the open first, save that, that'll be a wave. Do the middle, save that, that'll be a wave. Do the close, save that, that'll be a wave, and you'll have three waves. But if you record the open, middle, and close all at once, you'll only have one wave. But you have to be perfect, right? Because the open needs to be perfect, exact the copy. The middle needs to be perfect, exact the copy. And so does the close. So that's why I'm going to show you how to do it individual. But if you feel confident and just want to record it all at once, you can. But it will be one wave as opposed to three.
And then you just split them up.
Then you just split them up, yep. Do you have a question? No. Next row can come up. Yes, sir.
We're not sure if we saved it exactly. Or if we
saved it on the flash drive. Excellent. What you should do before you leave today, here we go, this is important information. What you should do before you leave today is take your flash drive, to another computer you have not worked on, put your flash drive in, explore the flash drive per the directions, open your folder and open your session and play it. So you're going to double check that that flash drive is saved properly by taking it to another computer, opening the folder, opening the session, and playing it. Do not edit, just play it. If it plays on a computer you have not worked on, you know that it will play on my computer in the classroom, or it'll play on my computer in my office when I'm grading it. So before you leave, take your work to another computer. It could be my computer if you want to bring it to me, or it can be the computer across the hall from you, as long as it's a computer you have not worked on. You can't double check it on your own computer because Adobe will find the waves wherever you put it. You might have put it in Sarah's folder, in your Bobby. Adobe will find it in Sarah's folder and open it because it knows where it is on the hard drive. But once I have the flash drive and I'm on a different hard drive, Adobe won't know where to find it because it has no access to it. So it'll just say missing. So I hope you guys remember that. That was excellent. You need to do that. That's what's going to help you not get late grades in this class. You will not get a late grade if you double check your work and make sure that you saved it properly. So what happens if you go to save it, you know, at 12:50, you double check it at 12:55, and it's not saved properly?
You're in trouble.
You're in a world of hurt, yeah.
You're strict.
World of hurt. No, I'm not. Why do you say that?
As you can see, if you're late, mark you down for this, mark you down for that.
That's not strict.
Follow the rules, friends.
Oh, what OS
next
is on?
Next group can come up. Whatever row we're in.
What OS is on those machines?
What?
OS, operating system, is it XP?
Windows, ain't it?
XP, 7, Vista?
Windows XP, I think?
Okay.
Where's that sheet you said you could sign up for where you'd come to our studios?
I won't have it yet until after I do all the tutorials, and then I'll have it with me, and you'll just yell at me. You'll say, Heather, come to 15, and I'll write it down.
Just remember number 20.
I'm not going to remember.
Come on.
But I'll come down. I'm going to do a tutorial. Right. Right. So I'll be down.
I'll be watching all three.
And once I'm done with all that, and you need
I cut the part where you, like, use the scissors and you cut it. It was everything before that. Kind of.
All the saving, all the hard stuff?
Yeah.
Saving will be the hardest part. You'll get it, though.
All right.
My
and
problem.
I'll do it.
And this is my best friend now, right?
Well, that guy can be your enemy, too.
My enemy?
I'm not looking
for enemies.
Don't leave him hanging out in here, you know?
Only you put it in there when you're ready to use it.
When you're ready to save it, yeah, or take from it, exactly.
I caught that part.
Good. So, really quickly, I want to talk to you about your read, okay? Get your read out. I want you to make a couple of notes. I expect you, when you say, "This is Focus America," to smile and welcome someone. This is Focus America. So put a smiley face above it or something. Everyone has to have the same style read. So you're welcoming me or the listener to the show with a smile. This is Focus America. So smiley face above that. Then you're all business. The program that looks inside the country in which we live. Then you're smiling again. I'm your host, Heather Kozlikowski. Shake hands with the listener, you know? I want to hear that smile. Then you're back to business. Today's subject, the blues. And you're all business, right? The middle is all business. The close is business until you say, I'm your host. So then you're smiling because you're thanking them for Focus America. Then you're business. So it'll be like this. I'm your host, Heather Kozlikowski for Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. Thanks for listening. So you're back to thanking the person with a smile when you say thanks for listening. So you have to be able to vacillate between authoritative and smiling and welcoming. Did you note your copy? Because I'm going to grade you on that. If you are not smiling when you say thanks for listening, you're going to lose 2 points. Did everybody write that down? You want me to go over it one more time? Smile when you welcome me to the show. Smile when you say your name. Smile when you thank me. Do you want me to go over it again? Everybody got it? Because if I expect him to smile, I expect her to smile, I expect him to smile. Don't smile all the way through. I don't want to hear you laughing when you're talking about Popper doesn't hold a strict definition. Don't do that. You need to have an authoritative delivery as well. You need to be exact a copy. I'm going to show you some places where people get into trouble. Popper doesn't hold a strict definition of the blues. This musician hears the feeling behind the music. Hears, people rush hears and the. Blues Traveler vocalist John Popper sees the humorous side of the blues. People rush that. And he hears, that's the big one. People like to say, and hears the blues, or they rush he hears, so it sounds like hears, and you lose how many points for that? 15. Yep. You need to be exact a copy, so you cannot say, and hears the blues in unconventional places. You have to say, and he hears the blues in unconventional places. This is Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm your host, Heather Koslikowski. Today's subject, the blues. I'll view this musical subject from the perspective of Blues Traveler vocalist John Popper. Popper shares a quote from his youth that relates the blues to being a first-time parent. So it needs to be word for word. I think the biggest one is he hears. That's what people tend to rush. All right, we're going to go in 2 minutes. I want to go over using this room. When you use this room, bring in your headphones, and you have the quarter-inch adapter, and you have the jack on top of the desk. If that jack does not work, if you do not hear any audio when you play it, take the quarter-inch adapter off and come to the back of the computer and put it into the green out. But this one should work. If this one doesn't work, and taking the adapter off and going into the back of the computer, the tower, into the green out, if that doesn't work, switch computers. You should be able to hear your audio on here. It's not something you did wrong. If you were able to hear your audio and you come down here and it opens it and you have beautiful waveforms, you know, you're good. If you come down here and you open it and it says missing or there's flat lines, then you know you saved wrong. But don't freak out if you don't hear it. If you see the waves and everything looks good but you don't hear anything, just move where you're trying to listen from. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
On the radio show, I go by Mini this way. Is it okay to use Mini Meeker?
No. You have to use your real first and last name. Sorry about that. For this assignment, there is a station promo, which is our third assignment. You can. When you're a personality and you're being a DJ.
But it's not about that. It's just like a weird saying my name on the mic. It's still, you know, it's a cover thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, for this one, you have to. But if you, in the station promo, you'll be able to use that name. Yep. But on this one, I need you to have your first and last name. So if those of you who go by Brooklyn and stuff, you need to use the name that's on your paperwork. Those of you that go by Brooklyn. Talking to the whole class. Any other questions? All right, let's go.